Here's the story.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Barry Williams of the Brady Bunch. From 1969 to 1974, Mr. Williams played Greg Brady on this iconic TV series, which has maintained its remarkable popularity and pop culture status for nearly five decades. Over the next segment, Barry Williams will talk about this classic TV series and hosting The Summer of Me and The Brady Bunch, The Best of Barry, on MeTV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to share a bathroom with six kids and no toilet, feel free to be all in the step family as we leave our station wagon in the present in order to have a sunshine day in the past. Barry, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks very much. What year do you want to set the dial?
Well, how about 1969? Does that sound good?
Perfect. Right. It sounds like the beginning of something new.
It's true. Now, you played the legendary Greg Brady on the classic TV series The Brady Bunch, and now you're currently hosting The Summer of Me and The Brady Bunch, Barry's Best, which airs Monday, July 10th through Friday, July 14th at 5 p.m. on MeTV. Now, Barry, tell us about The Summer of Me and Barry's Best on MeTV.
MeTV is an entire network dedicated solely to classic television. Now, so they have a roster, some 50 different series that we all grew up with and know, everything from Mission Impossible and Star Trek and Mannix and a whole slew of sitcoms as well. And for The Summer of Me, it's all about the programming. They put all the sitcoms together from the afternoon. This kicked off on Memorial Day, so today at 4 o'clock, all the way till 11 o'clock. Brady Bunch comes on at 5. We follow with the Beverly Hillbillies, Leave It to Beaver, Gilligan's Island is after us, Happy Days, Andy Griffith. We have some MASH, Mama's Family. They added ALF this year.
Wow.
And it's like... You know, it's classic television, seen the way it was meant to be seen, filmed. They don't jam in a bunch of commercials, speed up the film, you know, change it. They even roll the credits at the end.
That's amazing. Right, and also MeTV is showing the Beverly Hillbillies' new remastered prints as well.
Yes, and I got, as a part of the promotion and for some of the skits, I got to go and visit the Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And not only that, I took a little trip out to Gilligan's Island. I had a chat with Mama from Mama's Family.
That's great.
I talked to Ward Cleaver on the phone, just the two of us.
Wow, the marvels of modern technology. That's amazing.
There you go. Talk about time travel.
Now, not to give away too much, do some of Barry's Best include the Grand Canyon, Hawaii, and Davy Jones episodes?
It includes Hawaii.
Okay, all right.
It also includes the first episode. One of my favorites was when Mom and Dad got married and the boys met the girls and the dog chased the cat in the backyard and the cake ended up in Dad's face. And then all the kids got the bright idea to join Mom and Dad on their honeymoon.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, since you were a young lad at the time, which episodes do you still have strong recollections of filming?
Well, I'm, I guess, the one to ask because I wrote the book.
Right.
And in growing up Brady, I broke down and talked and kind of dissected every episode. And because I'm asked about the Brady Bunch frequently, they're pretty much all right in the front part of my brain.
Now, what were some of the things that were the most fun for you guys, the entire cast on the Brady Bunch? Was some of that fun doing the occasional musical interludes?
Yeah, I would say there were three things. One was when we had guest stars.
Right.
That was always fun because it was exciting on the set. Don Drysdale and Joan Namath, Imogene Coca from your show of shows. And then another part was when we traveled. We went to Cincinnati's. Amusement park. We went to the Grand Canyon. Hawaii was, of course, very special. And I loved doing the musical shows, because we'd record them and then we'd learn the choreography and they didn't always come out exactly like I'd hoped they might, but it was still fun to do.
And actually, that was the most fun probably for Robert Reed as well.
Robert didn't join the musical Brady's until the variety show.
Right.
And then he came on, and he came on, and no one was sure why he wanted to do it, except he said, "No one else is going to play the father to these kids except me."
Now, of course, the Brady Bunch had a very successful 5-year network run, but its popularity really took off in syndication. Why do you think that was?
Well, it certainly was sustained, and I think it picked up some speed because we were hitting new generations, and it really, really found its niche. It was also because we kept doing reunions. We had a cartoon show. We had the variety show. We had the Brady Girls Getting Married, the Brady Brides. We had a Very Brady Christmas. We had, in the 80s, another series called The Brady's. So there was a lot of Brady-ness in addition to the show, the original sitcom, never coming, being off the air.
Of course, the feature films, those didn't hurt either as well.
Right. And then parodies. Saturday Night Live turned Greg into a cross-dressing, chain-smoking, drug-addicted psychopath, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, when you started the Brady Bunch in 1969, how quickly did people start recognizing you from the show, and what was that experience like for you?
It first started happening in my own hometown. People became aware because of the show. Publicly, on a national level, probably in the second year, the end of the second year. Now remember, 70s, three networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and we were being watched by upwards of 40 million people a week. So it took off pretty strongly after the first year and a half. How was it for me? I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was kind of fun. It's like I had friends everywhere I went. I walk in somewhere, and they go, "Hey, aren't you the guy from the Brady Bunch?" "Yep, that's me." "Hey, that's kind of cool." It's fun.
Now, sadly, we lost Florence Henderson this past year. Tell us about Florence Henderson, and how special was she as both a performer and as a person?
Well, not just for me. The entire Brady family, and, of course, her own family. You may not know, she has 4 children of her own, and she was a great mother to them as well. For me, the thing I always think of, she was an amazingly energetic person, fun to be around always, loved to make people laugh, would pull pranks on them. She had a very bawdy sense of humor. She would do a pratfall if she thought she could get a laugh out of you. She was a TV mom. She was a mentor, a confidant, a lifelong friend. And someone I just feel privileged to have known and have shared my life with, my entire adult life as well.
Now, the Brady Bunch is approaching its 50th anniversary, and it's as popular as ever. For you personally, how much does that mean to you?
Well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be associated with a show that had such a great impact on multi-generations. I'm grateful that I created a character that's memorable. But mostly it just makes me feel connected. Even today when I'm traveling, wherever I travel, and I travel quite a bit, people are familiar with the show and they like to share their experiences of when they watch the show or a particular episode. And, once we're not talking about the Brady Bunch, I get, a little insight as to what their lives are about and what they do. So I don't feel I'm ever in a room of strangers.
Barry, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I will. Just dial it up, and we'll jump in again.
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
the mythological proportions of Star Trek, provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.